Thursday, August 19th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday, here with Pastor Patrick. And I'm thankful that you have joined again this morning to be encouraged in God's Word. Why don't you grab your Bible, open with me, if you would, to the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to look at chapter 11 this morning, specifically verse 28. I'm going to read from verse 25. This section of Scripture is titled, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Follow along as I read from Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. This is what the Word of God teaches. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "Self-Consciousness," and this is what he wrote. God means us to live a fully orbed life in Christ Jesus, but there are times when that life is attacked from the outside and we tumble into a way of introspection which we thought had gone. Self-consciousness is the first thing that will upset the completeness of the life in God, and the self-consciousness continually produces wrestling. Self-consciousness is not a sin. It may be produced by a nervous temperament or a sudden dumping down into new circumstances. It is never God's will that we should be anything less than absolutely complete in Him. Anything that disturbs rest in Him must be cured at once. And it is not cured by being ignored, but by coming to Jesus Christ. If we come to Him and ask Him to produce Christ consciousness, He will always do it until we learn to abide in Him. Never allow the dividing up of your life in Christ to remain without facing it. Beware of leakage, of the dividing up of your life by the influence of friends or of circumstances. Beware of anything that is going to split up your oneness with Him and make you see yourself separately. Nothing is so important as to keep right spiritually. The great solution is the simple one. It's come unto me. The depth of our reality, intellectually, morally, and spiritually, is tested by these words. In every degree in which we are not real, we will dispute rather than come. Is there something in your life that you can identify this morning that if you were completely honest, you would acknowledge was keeping you from your oneness with Christ? I would suggest that each one of us has something going on right now where we need to look at it, we need to recognize it for what it truly is, which is a divide, and we need to come unto Jesus and ask Him to relieve us of that burden. The only question that we're left with is, will we? I trust that you've been both challenged and encouraged by today's devotion. I hope you'll check back tomorrow as we look at the same scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.